From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. October is the annual breeding season, the rut, for the largest denizens of New Hampshire's North Country, moose. It's also annual moose hunting season. Following the initial recovery of moose populations, an annual moose hunt has occurred since 1988. That first year, 75 permits were issued for a three-day hunt in the North Country only. Last year, 400 moose permit hunters took 290 moose. This year, 275 coveted moose hunting permits were awarded by lottery from among more than 13,000 applicants for the nine-day season about to open. But those 275 permits are less than half the number of moose permits available during 06 and 07 because moose populations have declined recently due to severe winter tick infestations. Anemia and blood loss are sickening and killing moose and compromising the immune systems of those that do survive. According to Christine Rhines, New Hampshire Fish and Game Moose Project Leader, it has been typical for a single moose to carry some 30,000 ticks. Last year, that number increased fivefold. The moose winter tick explosion is due in part to recent mild winters with increased larval tick survival. Monitoring moose populations allows wildlife managers to adjust the number of hunting permits to regulate statewide moose numbers while maintaining a sustainable population and ensuring public safety. One silver lining is the number of statewide moose vehicle collisions decreased 20% last year as compared to the previous five-year average. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.